This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about changes that happened because of the pandemic and what we can learn from them. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. It was hard to stay close with people during the pandemic, to stay in touch, but there was more at play. We had different comfort levels about masking, vaccines, hanging out. Friendships and relationships became frayed. For Carrie, the pandemic ended her marriage of 26 years. She's a nurse, and she got COVID in the spring of 2020.
It became very clear that my husband was not able to really care for me, just in ways that one would care for someone who was sick. Like reaching out to see how they're doing, checking in with them throughout the day, seeing what it is they need.
This after Carrie took care of her husband for years when he was struggling with substance abuse. One night she was feeling so sick, she feared that she wasn't going to make it through the night.
So I spent a lot of that night crying.
She wrote down all of her important information.
All of my login information in case something happened to me and he needed to access financial information. And the next day he said, "Was it really that bad last night?"
That ended up being the straw that broke the camel's back, and Carrie got a divorce. Sadie had a frayed and difficult relationship with her mother for years, but when she was expecting her first child in 2021, she wanted to try to make that relationship work. Her mother wanted to come visit, and Sadie wanted that too, under one condition. Her mom had to get the COVID vaccine first. And the mom told Sadie,
"Oh, I got it."
Sadie was surprised because her mother was usually extremely suspicious of medical treatments. So Sadie pushed a little bit.
"Let me see your vaccine card. Like, you know, I want to see what yours looks like." And she says, I'm at Home Depot right now. I can't show you my card. I'll show it to you later."
Then it came out that her mom hadn't gotten vaccinated at all, but
she would not own up to the fact that she had lied about it.
For Bram, his relationship with his mom became frayed because they disagreed about the pandemic and how to handle it. He says it felt like his mom was just repeating talking points from talk shows she was watching.
A lot of times, like as we're talking, I'm like, "Can you please just put the script away for a minute? Just talk normal. Like, it doesn't matter."
Then she got into what he says were conspiracy theories.
"I guess the worst part is I've always considered my mom a really smart person, and I think she's very intelligent. But then seeing what she was capable of believing, even I was surprised because so much of it is so, it has no foundation at all."
The stories we just heard were all about very serious rifts, but there were also the ghosted relationships and friendships, the fights over following rules. Can any of these be healed? I spoke with psychologist Dan Gottlieb. Dan and I used to work together when he had a radio show, and we still talk frequently about mental health issues. Dan, if you want to reach out to a friend or a family member with whom you had a falling out during the pandemic, what do you have to think about before you make that step?
The pandemic changed everything, and it changed some relationships for the better and many, many for the worse. What we have to do is think about, is that relationship important to you? Are you willing to do the work to try to repair it? If you're angry at that person, are you willing, able, to forgive? So you've got to be devoted enough to this friendship so that you're willing to meet him or her and open up completely, take a risk, be vulnerable, see what happens.
Let's say the relationship merely drifted apart, sort of a ghosting type thing. Where do you start?
You start with your own emotions, Mike. You've got to think about and feel into what this relationship means to you. what it meant to you? Are you willing to take a risk to repair it? Or is it not worth the risk? You got to think about where this person fits in your life and where you'd like them to. We have to come in with an attitude of forgiveness. What we went through is really insane when you think about it. So you have to come in to a relationship you're trying to repair. Understand the big context. Everybody was affected profoundly, some of us. So your friend was also affected. So he or she ghosted you. Ask her, why? Why did you do that? Do you want to have a relationship? And ask why, coming from compassion, from your own hurt and confusion. And if that's the beginning, if that's the opening sentence, you are important to me. Not being in contact with you hurt me, and I want to understand what happened.
What if there is real anger about something that happened, whether it's, you know, the friend didn't want to get vaccinated but then wanted to come over, or you didn't get invited to a wedding because they were trying to keep the guest list small and you felt like, well, I should have been there. What if there is like true anger that you still feel after all this time?
In many intimate relationships, we use anger as self-protection so that we won't get hurt again. I hate to break this news. It doesn't work. You're still in pain. And now you've got anger on top of it all. You know, we could label all the things we're angry about. That part is easy. But what we don't understand more often than not is our feeling about the issue. Do yourself a favor and take a look inside. See what all the emotions are that you're feeling. And then I would invite you to have the courage, and it really does take courage, to meet that person.
That's psychologist Dan Gottlieb.